Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Alan Gray, helping you secure your future. 50 years of long-term investing. Alan Gray is an authorized financial services provider. Well, people across the world are living longer, with economists forecasting that we could soon live to about 120, and that has now become an imaginable concept within the next decade. But what are the implications for this when it comes to retirement planning and making your money last longer? And we're joined on the line by Lise Marie Crawford, who is the head of Manco Distribution at Alan Gray. Lise Marie, thank you so much for your time. I can't imagine living to 120, and I'm not sure if I want to live to 120, but apparently this is something we need to consider.
Good evening, Natasha, and good evening to all the listeners. I can't imagine it either, but yes, certainly it seems plausible. And with people living longer, I think that's the concern. They typically spend a much longer time of their life in the retirement phase, which is when you need your pension money to work for you. And if investors haven't saved enough over their lifetime, the implication is, of course, that the risk is very real that they could run out of money. So, yeah, we don't know if what they predict, the World Health Organization, you know, will come true, but it certainly seems likely that a lot more people will be in their retirement phase, with the prediction saying that over 400 million individuals, you know, will reach the age of 80 plus between 2020 and 2050, which is a staggering number.
You know, we live in a country where I think most of the African companies have a retirement age that they implement for our workers of 60. So if we assume that you're going to live to about 80 or even get to that 120, you still have some years to go. What are the options out there for you in order for you to still be able to work, provided that you still are in good health?
Absolutely. And I think fortunately there's always options. So I think maybe we just need to change our mindset around the traditional sense of retirement. Retirement obviously is a point in your life when you start to receive an income from the money that you've saved in your retirement funds. But if you've got good health and you can work for longer, delaying retirement could be a good consideration. And that seems difficult in practice because, as you've mentioned, Natasha, there are quite a lot of South African companies that do implement a retirement age of around 60. But I do foresee that relaxing a little bit and potentially that age over time becoming higher, 63 or whatever the number is. But it is actually an opportune time to start thinking about that side hustle or hobby you've got and see if you can turn that into another income stream. Or often there's also the opportunity to put your years of experience to good use by consulting back to the firm or doing sort of any other type of part-time work to fund your retirement income. So actually even just delaying your retirement by a little bit will actually make a meaningful difference over the very long term.
Sorry to interrupt you, do continue.
So actually, interestingly, there's many examples in history of people that have made a significant portion of their total retirement savings after or quite near retirement, because they either kept working, they started these new ventures, or they made money from their passion projects. Now, that might not be possible for everyone, but embracing a mindset of postponing retirement can actually help you earn for much longer. And in doing that, you give your retirement savings pot the opportunity to benefit from compound growth for a longer period before you start drawing that extra income.
And let's talk about that. I mean, if you're nearing retirement or perhaps even still some time away, what are the factors worth considering before you transition from accumulating retirement savings to drawing an income?
So, yeah, the decisions you make is very important. And I think this is often the point where we see a lot of investors start asking for professional help from a financial advisor, because the decision you make when you're nearing retirement or at the point of retirement will have a lasting impact. It will determine, I guess, the level of income you derive when you're in retirement, but it also will determine how long your money will last. So whether you're at that point or you're still some time away, there are quite a few factors worth considering before you start this transition process from accumulating your retirement savings to drawing an income. For example, reducing debt in the years leading up to retirement and making a conscious effort of making sure that you're working down those debt, both short-term and longer-term. Learning to live within your means, if you haven't managed to achieve it by that age, then certainly in the years leading up to retirement, there's no better time to start doing that. And I've already spoken about delaying your retirement age and the extremely powerful impact that has on compounding your overall wealth. And then obviously then if you've got that passion project, you have that side hustle, anything, even if it's just something small to supplement your income with something additional, it's worthwhile exploring that. It will also keep you busy in your retirement years, which I think is good.
One of the things I find in the financial journey, depending on where you are in terms of age, we find that a lot of people tend to make the wrong decisions because there were certain things they didn't understand along that financial journey. And unfortunately, by the time you get to fix it, it's almost too late. Talk to me about the difference between a living annuity and a guaranteed annuity. I mean, there's so much of the stuff being thrown around, and depending on what you pick, there are pros and cons to both.
That's right. So, a living annuity is a product that, or both of those, are a product that basically buys your retirement income when you enter your retirement phase. And you can invest up to between two-thirds and 100% of your investment into a living annuity. The key feature really of a living annuity is that your savings and your income can grow over time depending on the performance of the underlying unit trust you get. You tend to have more control of the decisions you make. Whereas a guaranteed annuity, it basically buys you an annuity income for life, which you outsource to the investment provider, but there is more certainty in terms of the returns that you get, whereas with a living annuity, you can invest, you make that investment decision yourself or with the help of a financial advisor.
I mean, what are the risks of opting to take a cash lump sum at retirement? That can be enticing.
It can certainly be enticing, and sometimes it can also be a good decision. So maybe just taking a step back, so you can take up to a third of your retirement pot in cash, is what the rule says. But as with any other cash earnings that you get, there is tax considerations, and those you need to seriously consider before you make that decision, because it will also make a meaningful dent in your retirement pot. So just remember, the more you withdraw, the less sustainable or the less likely your chance of a sustainable retirement income over time will be. Think wisely, think very carefully, and don't take the maximum of one-third if you don't need the maximum of one-third.
I suppose one of the questions that could also come through as we have this discussion, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are wondering about it, is how do they then make sense of this two-pot retirement system, given what you and I have just discussed about living longer, etc.?
Right, so I think two pots give investors a way of accessing retirement money earlier. So with any retirement income or retirement annuity, there's a very, very long, typically a very long investment phase, where you can start from, I guess, the moment you're born technically, until the earliest that you can start to retire or draw an income from it is age 55. So even if you desperately needed money before age 55, you weren't able to access that for the most part. With this new legislation coming in, it will allow investors to access a portion of their money which will, I guess, for lack of a better word, go into a pot, a savings pot, and then the rest of it will go into a retirement pot. There will be rules governing that, but I guess the implication or the purpose of that is to help people that are in need, that need access to that retirement money, and that there will be an annual limit that they could look at, which they can withdraw. I guess that is also coming back to the risks of taking the cash lump sum. The one is, remember, you're going to be paying tax on that, so bear that in mind. But the other very, very important consequence to think about is the impact of drawing what seems potentially like a small cash amount now on the long-term value of your money if you were to take into account the impact of compounding growth and the effect that that can have. It actually can have a meaningful impact and mean that your investment is not so sustainable over the long term.
For those who are listening to this conversation, and to them the thought of even saving for retirement seems like such a far-fetched idea because maybe they're earning very little or they have so much and they're so stretched financially. What are the options? I mean, is it too late for you to try and come back and catch up? Perhaps if for the most time that you've been working, you've always had to take care of family, take care of this person, pay for this, pay for that, and with very little left for yourself to think about the next 20 to 30 years?
Well, the short answer is it's definitely never too late to start. And starting today is better than starting 6 months or a year from now. So don't try and get whatever the benefit of time that you have, try and get that on your side and start today. What is important to bear in mind is that retirement, as we just heard in the beginning, people are expected to live longer. So there you still will have time on your side and making sure that you taking sufficient amount of risk in your portfolio and not investing too conservatively is also an important consideration. So firstly, start today. Save as much as you can. Make sure that you invest wisely, not too conservatively if you've got time on your hands, I would say. And then just adjust your lifestyle. I think that's the hardest thing to do. Is making those tough life choices, picking the cheaper product on the shelf, reducing, I guess, your way of living, potentially means of transport, things that are really the things that impact your life on a day-to-day basis, but that will benefit you in the future. So it's never too late, but it will require sacrifice.
Is there a tool out there that one can use that will help you get an idea of the kind of income you might need for retirement? Like, how do you work that out?
We have a tool on our website. So Alan Gray has developed a calculator, and you can go search for it on our website. That will give you an idea of your income in retirement. So you will enter in some estimations, and it will give you sort of an idea of what your starting sustainable level of income and retirement would be. And so obviously it has some assumptions in the background, but by all means, go play around. A financial advisor will also typically use similar types of tools to do the estimation and the calculations. But yeah, there definitely are tools. There are ways that you can put numbers to this and to also see what your income would be like in today's money, even if you're retiring 20 years from now, you know, to make it more relatable for someone.
To sum up, if there is one thing that the listeners should take away from the conversation, the one thing that you'd want them to remember, what would be that one thing?
I would say plan. Don't just leave it up to chance, but actually take control of your financial situation. Take control, and whether you're doing that independently and you feel that you've got the means and the know-how and the knowledge to do that, or whether you're reaching out to an investment professional, do it sooner rather than later. Be strategic, plan, and partner with experts. Approaching retirement can be incredibly difficult and it can be overwhelming. So reach out, ask for help, and plan.
Lise Marie, thank you so much for your time. That's Lise Marie Crawford, who is the head of Manco Distribution at Allan Gray, talking to us about how to plan for retirement and make your money last longer. Helping You Secure Your Future was brought to you by Allan Gray, 50 years of long-term investing. Allan Gray is an authorized financial services provider.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.